Do not worry about the rise of the Planet of the Apes happening too fast and ending the franchise. At the rate at which the current prequel is carrying the story along, I would say there will be room for 9 more prequels before we get to where the original movie began. And if they are all as satisfactory as our present entry is, I may just have to surrender my prejudices against sequels and special effects and see them all. Rise of the Planet of the Apes is not much more than what the superhero genre calls an origin story, but it is very carefully setting up the society that will eventually take over the Earth, with its differing psychologies among the different species of apes, with chimpanzees at the top and gorillas and others lower down where they belong. It doesn't do much with this, but we can detect where it's going to go. The psychological development of its hero, Caesar, is almost more careful than we need, considering the basic impossibility of the whole setup. The producers could have depended on our suspension of disbelief a little more. The center of this entry is basically a prison story, one of my least favorite genres, including all the standard elements from sadistic guard to unsavory food, but I appreciated the detailed illustration of the geography of the prison that enabled the final escape. And most of all, of course, I appreciated the apes. Ape faces are less flexible than ours, but it's surprising how much can be shown by head angle, mouth, and eyes, and scenes are constructed so we can see the thoughts going on in their heads. And it's fun just to see them bouncing along over the car tops and into the trees. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I loved Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Jim Erickson, over and out.